the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
On with Gene and Chris with the Paracast. Again, we're going to focus on a topic other than UFOs. I mean, for the past 8 years, this show has been on. 8 years, can you believe it? We've been regarded as the UFO show, but that's not always true. And we'll make a further exception this week. But I wanted to address something in last week's episode. And it's about opinions. You know, opinions are a dime a dozen. Facts are not, but that's another story. But the point here is that any reasoned opinion may be as valid as anyone else's reasoned opinion. So in our discussion last week, featuring Lauren Coleman, the cryptozoologist, we spent a couple of minutes talking about gun control, where he presented some of his views. Not the entire issue, which is very polarizing, but just a few things. And I chimed in a little bit, and Chris chimed in a little bit. And then I see in our forums that some people said upon hearing that, they stopped listening to the show. Now, understand, it wasn't a show about gun control. We were talking about the studies that Lauren has made into serial killers in relation to the book he did some years back called Copycat. So gun control does get into the picture. It was a quick discussion, and we moved away from it. But the people who stopped listening at that point because we said something they might have disagreed with missed out on everything else. That's really unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, what can you do? It doesn't matter what we say on this show. Somebody's not going to like it. Or they'll accuse me of having marble from my mouth.
You really think that?
I don't know. Does it sound like I have marble from my mouth?
I'm thinking we should have a contest for the best Gabby Hayes imitator.
Right.
Does anybody care about that? Does anybody even remember Gabby Hayes?
So.
Forget it. But that's the point. They criticize us for having too many commercials, but we have the same number as any other commercial radio show. I mean, some have asked us, and I'll address this very quickly, some have asked us if we could offer an ad-free version for a premium price. You know, maybe a dollar or two an episode or something like that. I'm not against the prospect. I am urging GCN to consider it seriously. And they have nothing to announce, but I do get the impression they are looking at that as a potential moneymaker for them, too. So that may happen. I'm not going to promise anything. We've also talked from time to time about doing a premium version of the Paracast for our forums with additional content. You'd pay a monthly or annual subscription fee. It's still in the cards, but I want to wait to see what happens with the ad-free version of the Paracast. As it is now, if it's distributed free, it's got to include everything, including the ads. That's what the network mandates, and that's what we follow. Meantime, you know, I want to ask this of Chris, and I know you and I have done loads of shows about cryptozoology. We had that major episode with you and David Perkins on cattle mutilations. Do you think we go too far having UFO-related figures on the show?
Do I think we go too far? No, I don't think we go far enough. No, I don't. I think it's an endearing mystery that a lot of people are into. So the more the merrier. I'd like to get more experiencers on, less experts and more experiencers. I think personal experiences can be compelling. And I also think that people are really interested in hearing about personal experiences as opposed to opinions. So that may be one avenue that we could go down, I think, a little further and get more firsthand experiences on. But no, I don't think we go too far. It's all things to all people, you know.
The thing with UFOs is that the subject is very poorly covered in the media. It's very poorly covered in the reality shows. I mean, the big example right now, the most notorious example, is this Hangar One TV show, which uses the MUFON name. And MUFON makes a big deal of it on the site, although not so much in the MUFON Journal. But the point I see in going over the descriptions of the shows is they concentrate too much on questionable claims.
Yeah.
I mean, there are lots of really compelling UFO sightings that don't have easy explanations. Yet, why do we emphasize Aurora, Texas?
Yeah, or Jackie Gleason, his widow claiming that Gleason told him that he and Nixon went and saw alien bodies at Homestead Air Force Base. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's like a third-hand account that was just an aside in a book. It wasn't really even fleshed out into anything that we could actually check. There were no dates ascribed to it. And to use that as a MUFON case, or palm it off as a MUFON case, I think that's another indication that the producers of the show are more interested in the entertainment aspect of the program than in factuality and getting things right and really providing their listening audience with some facts that they can look into further. And that's the problem with a lot of these shows. And unfortunately, MUFON has been lassoed into a place where they're not, I don't think that they're coming across in the manner that they want to. And I don't think they can be taken seriously if they include questionable claims and cases that you can't really prove or disprove. But, you know, the whole Aurora, Texas thing, I mean, that's pretty much, you know, I think everybody would agree that that was pretty much a way for the town of Aurora to get themselves back on the map when the railroad passed them by. And, you know, so there's been a lot of work and investigations that have gone on looking into that case, and nobody has ever come up with anything solid on it. So to palm that off as a real event, and it's disingenuous. You know, I think that'd be the only word I can think of.
And I wonder just what MUFON's director, Jan Harzant, seems to think about that. I mean, it's obvious they're concentrating more on entertainment value in the more recent MUFON conventions, where they have a few guests who I think are there because they bring in audiences, not because they have lots of factual information.
Well, yeah, Stephen Greer, that's a good one.
Right. I just wonder about that. And I wonder about the fact that MUFON over the years was regarded as more of a conservative organization and why they're going that way, in that direction. And what kind of image does that convey? And that's really unfortunate.
Yeah.
So much for that Hangar One. We'll get back to it in future episodes because it's on a network and it's still being broadcast. I guess we'll have to mention it from time to time. All right. Today, it's not UFOs. But today we have a first-class guest, as always, on the Paracast. Chris, tell us about him.
Well, I've known about Lloyd Auerbach's work for many years. He's one of our most widely recognized paranormal experts. And this guy really is the real deal. He's currently adjunct professor at JFK University for Integral Studies. He's been involved. He's written numerous, numerous books. He's been involved in the paranormal going on 35, 40 years. Of course, I've known about him since the late 70s, early 80s, I think, is when I first saw him on TV and saw listened to him on, I think, Coast to Coast a time or two. And he's... You know, he's on the board of directors of the Ryan Research Center in Durham, North Carolina. And, of course, that's one of our premier schools and departments that cover parapsychology. And Lloyd is the real deal. He and Barry Taff are probably the most well-known, I think, paranormal investigators. And he's really a really good author. He does the field work. He does these studies. And he's accepted in academia as a real parapsychologist, and I think it's going to be really interesting to get his take on some of these shows that we've been talking about, and some of the pop culture programming that's going on that is veering away from the more scientific academic study of these subjects and going off into the realm of entertainment. So it's a real pleasure to have Lloyd on the show today, and we're going to learn a lot.
Lloyd Auerbach, joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast this week, we welcome paranormal researcher Lloyd Auerbach. And we're going to focus on a tremendous amount of information about his history in the field and case histories, all sorts of things. And we'll also ask the questions that you've posed in our forums at forum.theparacast.com. Lloyd, welcome to the Paracast.
Thanks very much.
Now, this is a question we ask just about anyone who's new to the show, and that is how you got started. And I think of the scenario where a child is asked by his parents, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I'm not sure what I said. I think a radio broadcaster. Chris, a musician, maybe?
Yeah, I want to be all things to all people. There you go.
All right, Lloyd, if you were asked that question at 10 years old, what would you have answered?
At 10 years old, I probably would have said an astrogeologist.
An astrogeologist.
Cool. Like Harrison Schmitt.
I was just interested in astronomy and geology. Those were my two major areas as a kid, although I always had an interest in folklore and mythology and the ghosts and things as well.
Were there any experiences of yours or your family or friends that made you hone in on these subjects?
No, it was really actually getting started in reading the science books about parapsychology, partly because of so many TV programs that kept pointing me in that direction, especially Dark Shadows. So I started going to the library and reading about the folklore, because it was folklore about vampires and werewolves from Dark Shadows. But I also, thanks to the Dewey Decimal System, discovered books by J.B. Ryan and J.G. Pratt and a number of other people in the field. And since I was a little science geek, that just kind of captured my attention.
So from there, when you finally reach the point where you're getting your education, your advanced education, and entering the workforce, what decisions did you make?
Well, through high school, I was supported in my interest in parapsychology by the physics and earth science teachers. We actually had a parapsychology club in my high school that I started, and I got to meet people like Dr. Montague Ullman and Dr. Gertrude Schmeidler, both of whom were very active in the field at that time, through one of my neighbors. They lived in our area in Westchester County, and they really encouraged me. I met Hans Holzer. I met people at the ASPR in New York. I was advised at every turn from everyone from J.B. Ryan by letter on down to study some kind of science, social or physical science, and then focus graduate work in parapsychology. I actually started out at Northwestern in the astronomy department, switched over to anthropology because it was a better fit for me. And then timing-wise, I was finishing up college just as they were starting a graduate parapsychology program at JFK University here in California. As I was going through, I originally intended to be a researcher in the laboratory, although I was very interested in field investigation and did a number of field investigations as well. By the end of my education, I realized that I wasn't really interested in sitting in a lab doing trials and runs of experiments as much. And when I got out, because my family has significant background in television and radio, I found myself in a position to get a consultant's job at the American Society for Psychical Research, pretty much almost out of grad school, helping with media outreach and public outreach for the ASPR.
Just parenthetically, in what years were you at Northwestern?
I was there 74 to 78.
Wasn't that around the time Dr. Hynek was there?
Well, actually, that's kind of the reason why I went to Northwestern when it came right down to it. I was also interested in UFOs at the time. And as I was visiting colleges for astronomy, because I was interested in figuring out going for astronomy, as I was looking at astronomy at Northwestern, was kind of at the top of my list of universities coming from the New York area, partly because my uncle had gone to school there, and partly because after visiting the school, most beautiful school I'd been to. And Hynek was just kind of icing on the cake, and I got time to spend time with him as a junior in high school. I visited there, and he met with me to, you know, talk about the astronomy department, and I knew who he was, certainly I read his books. And then when I got home that night, actually, it was interesting that The Amazing Kreskin had a TV series on at the time, and Hynek was the guest that night. So it kind of sealed the deal for me.
Okay, but you moved away from UFOs?
Yeah, I totally moved away from UFOs, yeah. I still had an interest in it through college, and I even volunteered at the Center for UFO Studies in his house for the first year. But frankly, I just couldn't, the bandwidth is not there to study UFOs and parapsychology, you know, whole hog.
Okay, why did you go to parapsychology whole hog? The reason I mentioned that is because, as we know, the UFO field is very polarized. Some people regard it as toxic. I've had a love-hate relationship with it over the years. And so I understand when people say, I've had enough of this nonsense, let me get to something else.
No, but I was always interested in parapsychology. Parapsychology was my goal. UFOs were just an interest. So it really was not that I was switching from studying UFOs to studying parapsychology. I was always going for parapsychology.
Specifically, what types of events most attract your attention?
Well, I'm actually more of a generalist in the field, and although I'm known for being a field investigator and researcher looking at apparitions, hauntings, and poltergeists, and those certainly hold my attention. I'm pretty much a generalist. I'm interested in all forms of psychic experience, and I've written about all forms of psychic experience pretty much over the years and done some research in a number of them. And I teach parapsychology and have been since 83, again, on pretty much all forms of psychic experience and research and such.
That's also interesting in relationship to the UFO thing, and that is you don't see much academic attention, serious academic attention at real institutions about UFOs, but you do see general parapsychology studies.
Actually, you don't see parapsychology studies at institutions in the United States.
But obviously you found places that did do that.
John F. Kennedy University has been the only accredited master's program in parapsychology in the U.S. Pretty much ever. And unfortunately, because of financial and some political issues in the late 1980s, the program ended. The only other person who got a parapsychology degree at all in the United States was Jeffrey Mishlove, who actually worked out an independent study at UC Berkeley. And during his dissertation panel and the final panel, they pretty much made the announcement they're never going to do it again because it was too controversial. And we actually tried. I'm also on faculty at a small school called Atlantic University, which is mainly transpersonal psychology. It's out of Virginia Beach. I teach an online parapsychology class. And we tried actually getting the Distance Education Training Council to look at, for the purpose of approval, a science-based master's program in parapsychology, which was actually heavily based on the one JFK had. And they refused to look at the proposal. In fact, they asked they wanted us to petition them to look at the proposal. And then after Dr. Nancy Zangroni put together a hell of a petition, including letters from Nobel Prize winners, it was turned down. The official reason was that it was too controversial a subject for them to consider.
Obviously, academics cannot explore controversial subjects because they might discover something that's controversial and not normally accepted. I'm being sarcastic. Let's do our break. Lloyd Auerbach joins us this week, and this is just the beginning. We're kind of framing the background. We'll get into his research, his on-the-scene investigations, and so much more with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Fortean phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to Mr. UFO at webtv.net. That's Mr. UFO at webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Lloyd Auerbach is joining us this week. We're going to focus on his parapsychology research, and we're starting up here with his background and the fact that he's one of the few academics involved in this subject. Does that make it easier for you to reach out to people in doing research?
Well, it depends on what you mean by reaching out. There's no funding to speak of for my work, which is field investigation. There is very little funding for even the laboratory research here in the United States, so I can't say it's easy to reach out. It's easy for pretty much to reach out to the general public, but to reach out to other folks in other fields of science, there is so much academic prejudice that even those people who have privately told us, either individually or as a group, that they're interested in the subject and interested in looking at the questions, they can't admit it in front of their colleagues for fear of ridicule and even losing their jobs. So it's this subject that is not just controversial, it's literally taboo for people to even talk about in the halls of academia for fear of absolute ridicule or losing their jobs.
That doesn't make it easy. Now, let me ask you here. There's obviously a lot of pop culture focus on the paranormal.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Have Ghost Hunters type shows. Mm-hmm. You have the movies over the years that have involved some sort of ghost or paranormal phenomena, like Poltergeist, that have framed a lot of the opinions of the general public. And I know we had this discussion in our first segment before you came on with regard to a UFO-oriented show, Hangar One, which is connected to MUFON, and that is that they emphasize cases that are sensational, not factual. Do you think that all these paranormal shows have helped or hindered research because of the fact that it's entertainment and they're not always interested in the factual material, just the stuff that gets ratings?
Well, I think that probably the ghost shows haven't hindered research so much, haven't even really affected the academic opinion of parapsychology, because I think the Ghost Hunters especially so avoid talking about parapsychology, mainly because they don't know anything about the subject, that they've kind of distanced themselves from us, which is a good thing. On the other hand, some of the shows, as good and as real as some psychics who have been on television have been, the skepticism, the commentary, the frauds that have also appeared on television and in the public, all of that's probably hurt us a lot more than the ghost shows have done. Where the ghost shows unfortunately do hurt us, actually it doesn't hurt us so much, it hurts the general public, in forming the opinions of people when they have an experience that leads them to conclusions that are absolutely not true and fear-inducing. So it actually causes psychological damage if somebody sees something on TV that leads them to, or in a movie, that leads them to believe that just seeing an apparition in their house or hearing footsteps means that their house has a demon in it and they get terrified and there's all sorts of trauma and stress. It also leads people to make misinterpretations that they probably had not made before.
Yeah, or call Sylvia Brown.
Yeah, that'd be hard now since she's dead, although.
Well, maybe that's the point. Maybe what we should be doing here is calling her up and getting her reaction. Now, I say half seriously, you know, maybe we should channel Steve Jobs and see what Apple is really planning for the next few years, since a lot of those plans were put into motion while he was still alive. But I'm not saying that seriously. Okay, so these TV shows, you say, aren't really having much of an impact. But don't they create maybe misconceptions as to what's going on?
Yeah, not in the halls, not with the academics, because most of the academics don't watch those shows.
Yeah.
Certainly with the general public. Again, there's a lot of damage that's been done in the way people interpret their experiences, whether they're really paranormal or not, much more than anything else. And that in itself is an issue. So it's one of those things that you really can't gauge the full impact of things out there, unfortunately. I can tell you that where the harm has been also has been generating, frankly, thousands and thousands of hobbyist ghost hunters who pretend on the internet and elsewhere to be professionals and scientists, and they have no training in parapsychology, no training in science, in fact, misleading people, misleading themselves, causing false interpretations, causing a lot of damage, and making people think that this is what parapsychology is on occasion. There is that confusion. Just like psychics back in the 60s and 70s used to call themselves parapsychologists, often because they didn't know any better. And that created a problem for us because everybody seemed to think that all of us were psychic, too.
Yeah. Wow. I would personally feel that these ghost shows are just basically entertainment. I don't really see anything worth, you know, any value really coming out of them,
yeah,
other than the entertainment aspect. And I agree with you, Lloyd. I think these shows are really creating a monster out there with all these hobbyists going out there. And, mm-hmm, you know, even if they do investigate a case that's valid and has some real bite to it, oftentimes they're going to be doing more harm than good, I think, with the people that are experiencing these things,
right,
who really want answers. And that's why it's really unfortunate that we don't have academia turning out people that are you know, have the tools and the knowledge and the wherewithal to go out and help people. It's creating a monster, I really think.
A bigger problem, because you kind of hit the nail on the head about turning out people who are trained. Several of us have courses and material and try to train people. I do train people. I have an investigation course I've taught through the Ryan Education Center, the Ryan Research Center. I teach my own distance learning and local courses through a place here in Northern California. So I do train people, some scattered people here around the country. But the fact is that when you try to address these ghost hunter groups, these other folks, the shows have gotten to them somehow to be thinking that they've been fully trained by watching a TV show, and that they don't need any further training, or sometimes I hear back that how in the world could I possibly train people in studying something that nobody can identify or that's invisible? You know, that's like saying, well, you might as well not teach anybody or train anyone or work with anyone who supposedly studies quantum physics, because you can't see that, you can't detect it. It's all mathematical and inferential. So we have these people who disdain training, teaching, being taught anything. In fact, recently I was talking about some course that was offered by the Ryan Center, and someone who basically said he's been around this field for 40 years, and the guy's like 45 years old, so he's been around since he was 5 years old, of course, professionally. That's the way he was putting it. He he said, how can you teach any of this stuff? And how can you charge? How dare you charge money for teaching any of this stuff? And the guy's actually going out to conferences and charging money for speaking. So you get a lot of people who have a lot of their own personal ego involved. I've met so many ghost hunters who claim that they're making a TV pilot because their goal is to get on television, it seems. And while these shows should be entertainment, the people on the shows, the reality stars, when they speak to these folks, to their fans, they don't push the entertainment agenda. They push it as reality.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Now, if I'm watching these TV shows, this is my diet of paranormal information. I'm watching the Ghost Hunters, and let's focus this on the individual. And just to let you know, we have to do our break in about a minute and a half, so this may be a longer answer. What am I seeing on those shows that isn't true? How am I being misinformed?
Well, let's start with number one, parapsychologists and any scientist would never, ever investigate something by turning all the lights out. especially in circumstances where the people never even saw the ghost with the lights out. So that's number one. Number two, you're seeing a lot of misinterpretation and misuse of technology.
Yeah.
And the misapplication and misunderstanding that the technology somehow detects ghosts or paranormal phenomena at all, because it doesn't do that. You're seeing people on some of the shows completely dismiss the witnesses because, hey, that's, you know, anecdotal evidence. In the meantime, they talk to one person who tells them the story of the place, and then they have their own experiences, which, of course, is anecdotal evidence. And on top of everything else, you're seeing people on TV apparently investigating something in 22 minutes that really would take about 30 hours the way they're shooting it.
Well, they have to compress it.
Of course they do.
They have to compress it. They've got to fit this into, as you say, 22 minutes for a half-hour show, 43 minutes for a one-hour show.
Look,
from beginning to middle to end, let me break. Lloyd Auerbach is joining Gene and Chris. We're talking about the paranormal because you're in
the Paracast.
Largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
We were doing a little bit of myth busting there with Lloyd Auerbach, our guest this week, showing you the things that you need to unlearn if you take those reality shows too seriously. This, Lloyd, is like the show my wife watches every so often about house hunting, where you have this family looking for a new home. They see three homes, and at the end of the segment, they have to choose which one they're going to buy. And that has about as much resemblance to reality as using a trip to the moon to find your home in Las Vegas.
Right, and I actually talked to somebody who worked on one of those on that show who said that a lot of times the home's already purchased by those folks when they do it.
So what they do then is they kind of work backwards then?
They work backwards, right. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the reality shows is that the production people run the shows, not the people on the shows. That's number one. So especially in the paranormal shows, I've done a lot of television over the years, and I've had my bits compressed, the things we've done compressed quite a bit. But the fact is that you could do it right, or you can do it for sensationalism, or you can make stuff up, and on some of the shows they actually make stuff up.
What are typical examples of the things that they make up?
Well, there have been instances on the internet accusing certain people on a couple of the shows of faking physical phenomena that's happened. So in one, I can think of one in which one of the ghost hunters was supposedly touched or hit on the back, and there was a real question. Even the video was analyzed quite a bit, showing that that really didn't happen the way that he claimed. I'll give you another example. The Moss Beach Distillery, which is a restaurant here in San Francisco that I've investigated and worked with since 1991, it's a real case. And we've had many, many witnesses and even had phenomena happen in front of us over the years. And when the place was place had to be torn apart and put back together in 97 because of earthquake safety. And part of that, because I've been working with the owner, was to put in some recreation effects, which are just kind of recreate some of the things people have reported, but actually a couple of the things that have been reported years before and aren't even going on anymore. And we set them up so that we knew exactly where they were, and they weren't in the spots that people had seen the ghost or seen the ghost do these effects. And anyone who actually looked at these things would know right off the bat they were special effects. It was kind of for fun and to kind of, as the alternative to what the owner had originally asked me was, how do I get, you know, he wanted me to ask the ghost to do more stuff. And since I couldn't hire the ghost to do that, it wasn't really useful.
Well, they weren't available. Their agent wanted too much
money. They weren't going to punch a clock, you know, and how do you pay them? So anyway, in 2008, Ghost Hunters did a show about it. As it happens, months before, and about a week before they were actually at the distillery, I got a call from one of the producers from Pilgrim Productions asking about another location that Jason and Grant were going to, which was the Presidio Officers Club here in San Francisco. And when I asked where else they were going, they said they were going to the distillery. And I said to the guy directly, I said, you guys know all about the special effects. Make sure that they're all turned off. And he said, yeah, we know all about those. So the show goes on. And they pretend like they don't know anything about the effects, which, by the way, a Google search would have brought up reference to the effects in the 8 of the top 10, the first 10 stories that came up, and everyone in the Bay Area pretty much knew about them. So they claimed they didn't know anything. They turned the show into a show exposing a hoax that the owner had deliberately invited them there to fake out ghost hunters to get more publicity. And the truth is from that. It's crazy because, first, A, it was not a secret. B, the owner didn't invite them. The production people scour the location. They find locations. They also, Jason and Grant, found one of the first things they found was the only effect that actually wasn't turned off was one that only triggers if you open the ladies' room door a certain number of times. It was a giggle out of a speaker above the door and then a face appearing in a mirror, which is clearly not a real face. And they found the speaker for the giggle, and then they start looking through the ceiling, and they claim that they found special effects speakers throughout the restaurant. They actually found the PA system of the restaurant, which is where you pipe music in. They didn't find anything else. And they, you know, there was a lot of bogus stuff that they did. They even broke a couple of effects, according to the owner. So that was a situation where they absolutely – either they didn't have anything happening, so they had to have a story, or this was just simply a good example of them showing, hey, we expose fraud wherever we can. In the meantime, they didn't expose any of the special effects of the Queen Mary that are on their paid-for ghost tour.
Wow.
Which is actually where we got the idea for the effects.
Wow.
Queen Mary. So it was selective, and the distillery actually suffered quite a bit. They the place was egged. They got phony reservations. They got hate calls. I got tons of hate mail because I was basically blogging at the time I was watching the show, explaining what was going on, and basically saying, how is it that they, in every other place they do research, this place they didn't do any research, and now they're saying that it's not worth doing research because you don't want to be biased when you walk in. So I kind of called them on their crap.
Yeah, and it's like the pot calling the kettle black here.
It's crazy. And the problem is that this could have been completely done by the production people. Jason and Grant and most of the other folks on these shows have essentially ironclad non-disclosures. They can't say, they can't disagree with the show.
Well, you know, that brings to mind this other show that we mentioned from time to time, a one-season program called Chasing UFOs, where one of the co-hosts, James Fox, who has done some really great work with documentaries and is currently working with Tracy Tormé to do a new documentary about UFOs called 701, he basically attacked the show and attacked all the excesses and the errors, and one of the other co-hosts did that as well.
Yeah. Why did the show is coming out? I mean, it was like
I'm sure they took a chance that they wouldn't be sued, and that's good that they haven't been, because there have been threats of lawsuits consistently. And, in fact, the newer releases that these shows are putting out, I've actually not done a few interviews because the release forms were, frankly, not only insulting, saying that, you know, you have to know that we may be humiliating you and that you're okay with that, and you won't be able to sue us, by the way. And they also sign you to a non-disclosure where you can't even use the name of the show at all, nor can you say anything negative about the show. And, in fact, one release I recently saw said you can't say anything negative not only about the show, but about the series and about the network. So anybody who signs that, if they say anything, you know, derogatory at all about the network that the show airs on, is subject to legal action, and they have no recourse whatsoever.
Not even the First Amendment?
Not according to this.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, yes, they do. It wouldn't hold up in court, frankly. I know a lot of attorneys who have looked at it. It wouldn't hold up in court, but it could be very expensive to defend against, because you're defending against a network that's got deep pockets.
Yeah, deep pockets and a whole suite full of lawyers just itching for something to do.
Well, they borrow those lawyers from Apple and Samsung, who are so busy suing each other. You know, when they have free time between lawsuits, they handle the affairs of a TV network.
Oh, no, there's plenty of TV lawyers who work for these places that love to raise hell on their own. I even had a circumstance years ago with a show for Fox Family before it got purchased by ABC Family, where the non-disclosure was in place. And I agreed to change the non-disclosure to where I wouldn't talk about the show until the show aired. But, you know, I'm critical of TV, and you might say I'm a paranormal TV critic. So that's part of my process. And I ended up with the head of Fox, the Fox legal department on the phone with me. And it was a really, and the producer was there too. And it was pretty much a funny call, because I said, you know, they weren't paying me for the show, for the interview, and I was doing it as a favor for the location. And the guy said, well, don't you want to be on TV? And I started laughing, and the producer actually started laughing, who was on the phone too. And I said, you better tell him who I am and how much TV I've done. And after that, when I just basically said, so let me get this straight. You want me to sign away my rights just so the show will air twice? Yeah, and you're not paying me? Yeah, I don't think so.
Right.
And they let it go. They let me do what I wanted to do.
Yeah, and that's a real problem that you've just brought up, I think, with some of these shows, is they just assume that they can lasso anyone because they want to have their face on television. And,
right.
You know, I've been on over 70 shows myself. I've for 20 years, I've been dealing with these people out in Hollywood, Follywood, as I like to refer to them. And it's like when they call me now and I say, well, you know, I'm a professional. I actually do field producing and I work in the business. I'm a videographer.
Yeah.
And I do charge for my services. Oh, really? Well, don't you want to be on TV? And I always tell them, I used up my 15 minutes of Warholian fame 20 years ago. I don't need to be on TV. You're asking me to help you. That's going to cost you.
Right.
And so, you know, they really have this mentality that just because they're a TV production company, they can get anybody, not pay them. Frank can quote them, take their words and actually turn it into the exact opposite of what people say at times. That's happened to me on a couple of occasions. And to me, it's really problematic to gain any sort of forward traction in terms of these subjects being taken seriously by science and by academia. And it just makes it all that much more difficult to really do quality work out there. And you get lumped in with all these amateurs, and it's just not, I don't think it's not productive.
We're going to be more productive, folks. We have Lloyd Auerbach joining us with Gene and Chris. That means you're in the Paracast.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.